Joining us today, we have Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Brian Eason with the Associated Press. The Democratic chair of the Joint Budget Committee recently told me this session she's seen the state invest more money in education since she's been down here. I've been here a while, and I've never seen teacher protests on this scale either. Brian, explain what's happening here behind the scenes.
Part of it is just a national movement right now. This all started in West Virginia, then it moved to Oklahoma. Now it's here as well as in Arizona. So I think you can't ignore the national climate, but you also can't ignore what's happening here in Colorado. This year we had more money in the budget than we've had in a long time. That has allowed lawmakers to boost education funding. There's still a lot of outstanding issues that teachers want to be addressed. So we're debating massive changes to the state pension right now that ultimately, no matter what you do about it, it's going to come out of the teachers' pockets. You can raise teacher contributions, that reduces their take-home pay, or you can reduce retirement benefits. The third kind of pillar of pension reform is raising taxpayer contributions. Well, you know, these school districts will tell you that during the last round of pension reform, when they had to increase contributions then, they responded by freezing pay of teachers in a lot of cases. And that's part of why we're in the situation we're in today.
I talked to a lot of teachers who said, look, there's been long-standing problems we've been dealing with for years, and we're just kind of fed up.
Absolutely. I mean, we're 8 years removed from the recession at this point, right? Cost of living has kept going up. The private sector economy is doing as good as it's done in decades, right? Teacher pay is still lagging.
Here's the tough part is that in Oklahoma, when teacher pay was lagging, they were able to just raise a few taxes and they could boost the funding for the schools. You can't do that in Colorado. And I don't know that most of the people who are out protesting understand exactly how nuanced the state system is. Teachers could seek a ballot initiative raising money for education that could go to teacher salaries. But the last two times state voters were asked if they'd like to raise taxes for education, they rejected both of those measures in 2011 and 2013 by a 2-to-1 margin. So this is not a good likelihood that's going to pass. So you could instead look into the budget and say, well, where in the budget could we possibly get more money for teacher pay? With a $1.3 billion windfall in revenue this year coming from the improving economy and from the Federal Tax Reform Act, the one place that's benefiting in addition to pension reform and education is transportation, which right now is on the road, no pun intended, to getting about a $495 million one-time infusion. Well, that's because we basically haven't paid for transportation out of the general fund for about 12 years, or for 10 of the last 12 years, I should say. If teachers were to say, okay, we want that money coming to schools instead of transportation, then you gear up with a fight with others in the state, particularly the business community, who's saying our roads at this point are so poor that they are becoming a detriment to attracting jobs. And don't forget, those jobs are needed since the state's funding formula requires businesses to pay about 4.5 times what homes pay in the property taxes that fund schools.
Especially Republican leadership in the building has said you don't have to pit education against transportation. Is there a way to avoid that when these are two sizable things in the budget? They are competing for a limited pot of money.
I don't see a way to avoid that fight, right? The transportation bonds that that Republicans want to see would earmark hundreds of millions of dollars a year for 20 years to pay off some transportation bonds. Well, you know, if I'm a teacher and I'm looking at that and I'm looking at, well, what happens in the next recession? Well, what happened in the last recession? Last recession, we cut a bunch of education funding. So what happens in the next one? Well, you can't cut the transportation funding because that's, you know, the full faith and credit of the states behind it. We have to pay off those bonds. So when lawmakers have to go back and look at where do we take this money from, teachers are concerned that it's going to come right back out of the pockets of schools.
And that's not just at the legislature either. Let's not forget there is a ballot initiative that is going through the process that could raise some taxes for education. There is also a number of ballot initiatives going through the process set to raise sales taxes for transportation. If both of those end up on the 2018 ballot, it almost assures both of them will lose. And then we are back at the table asking how we can fund both of these important areas in 2019. I almost feel like we have to get the education and transportation forces talking together about how they can mutually benefit from whatever is to come.
Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal, Brian Eason with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.